Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is going wrong and you say nothing. When the room goes quiet, what are you really avoiding? You mind if I share a short story with you? I'm gonna take you back a little bit. See, we were 2 weeks out from a go-live. Timeline green, stakeholders extremely happy. I even had a free afternoon on the calendar, which, let's be honest, never really actually happens. But on a random Tuesday, I think this was around 3 or 4, it all hit the fan. The integration broke, a third party vendor, let's just say they were unreachable. And my QA lead messaged me through Microsoft Teams saying, hey, we've got a situation. The test environment is empty. Everything is gone. I got silent for a moment and just stared at the screen. Therefore, I did what leadership actually requires. I took a deep breath, opened up a team call and said, we're not where we thought we'll be, but we're going to fix this, and this is how. Because when plans crumble, the team looks for someone who won't fall apart. That is the real test of leadership. Leadership doesn't begin when things go right. It shows up the moment they go wrong. This leads me into our first point for today's episode. Point number one, when plans collapse, leadership begins. True leadership reveals itself when control is lost. Any manager can follow a plan. A leader is defined by their actions when plans go up in flames. A crisis that strikes, processes and documentation are no longer even valid, leaving you only to your credibility, your composure, and your ability to create a path forward from scratch. This is where authority is truly earned. Why is this important, family? Because teams look to their leader during chaos. If you lose composure, so will they. If you lead with intention, they will follow. Experiment with these actionable tips. Be decisive with imperfect information. In crisis, analysts of paralysis is fatal. Make the best decisions you can with the information you have, and most importantly, execute it with conviction and be prepared to iterate as you learn more. Next one, project composure. Your team and stakeholders will mirror your emotional state. Projecting a calm, controlled, and focused demeanor is your primary responsibility. You are the emotional anchor. And the last and final one, embrace the momentum. Break the recovery into tiny, visible, and achievable wins. Celebrate each one publicly. This reverse psychology tailspin builds the emotional energy needed for a comeback. Point number two, alignment isn't always agreement. I apologize. I laugh about this because, family, a lot of times we don't understand alignment isn't agreement until it's clear. Yes, the most dangerous word in project management. Stakeholders often agree to concepts, not specifics. This superficial agreement masks the chasm of misunderstanding that will inevitably lead to rework, conflict, and failure. True alignment is not a feeling, it's a probable state of shared, granular understanding. Why is this important? Misalignment causes rework, scope issues, and trust erosion. Clarity up front prevents costly surprises later. Experiment with these actionable tips. Summarize key decisions aloud and in writing. Use visuals to reinforce agreements like a roadmap or any type of diagram. And the last and final one, ask people to explain decisions back to you in their own words. Point number three, use stakeholder conflict to surface priority. Stakeholder conflict is not a problem to be avoided, it's data to be analyzed. Disagreement reveals what each party truly values. A skilled leader doesn't try to placate to everyone. They use the energy of conflict to force a difficult, necessary conversation that exposes the project's true non-negotiable priorities. Why is this important? Unspoken tension builds resentment and derails momentum. Addressing conflict allows clarity and resets expectation. Experiment with these actionable tips. Get the conflict in one room. Do not, I repeat, do not mediate disagreements through chains of email. Bring everyone together and make them articulate their position to each one with you as the facilitator. Next one, frame it as a trade-off. Reframe the conflict away from who is right to which trade-offs will be, which trade-offs are we willing to make? For example, if we have to have it fast or we can have it cheap, we can't have them both. Let's decide. Next one, document the decision and the why. You already know the motto here. Documentation beats what? Conversation. So once a priority has been established through conflict, document it and the rationale behind it. This becomes a powerful, oh, family, this becomes so powerful for resolving future disputes. Point number four, build influence before you ever need it. Influence doesn't show up in crisis. It's something you've earned beforehand through consistency and integrity and delivering results. This is important because you will spend a huge portion of your time in meetings. Making them productive is one of the biggest levers you have to improve your own efficiency, that of your team. Experiment with these actionable tips. Proactively support stakeholder goals, deliver small wins early, and share credit. And the last and final one, follow up and close the loops before being asked. Point number five, busy work isn't progress. Let's focus on value. Moving fast in the wrong direction isn't success. Velocity without value is wasted effort. Project managers must, I repeat, must link tasks to outcomes. Why is this important? Stakeholders care about outcomes, not your task list. Business value should guide the team's priority. Experiment with these actionable items. Define project value metrics early. Next one, challenge unnecessary work, even if it's been planned. And the last and final one, validate deliveries with users frequently. Point number six, experience is the most underrated certification you have. Listen, PM certifications are great. I have a host of them. I think they are the best thing out there, from your PMPs to your CAP, ACPs, PG. I think they are the best thing out there, but they do not replace the insight that comes from leading real projects, making hard decisions, and then taking that information as wisdom. This is your edge. Why is this important? You can't coach or lead them from theory alone. Real stories stick and real lessons resonate. Experiment with these actionable tips. Keep a reflection journal of your key project lessons. Share your experiences publicly via articles, talks, or even mentoring or coaching. And the last and final one, use your story to teach, not just to prove. Point number seven, protect your focus like a deliverable. Ooh, I like that one, family. See, when you focus on the foundation of execution, as a project manager, distractions kill your ability to lead. Treat your own concentration like the project scope. You know how we treat project scope? We guard that thing relentlessly. Why is this important? Because without focus, you can't plan deeply, you can't think ahead, or you can't even manage risk effectively. Experiment with these actionable tips. Block deep work time and honor it. Next one, limit meeting invites that do not need your presence. And the last and final one, use tools to batch communication, not react to every ping. Point number eight, be honest even when the truth is uncomfortable. Sugarcoating problems or hiding delays only creates more issues later. Credibility is built when you share the truth with a poise and professionalism. This is important, family, because trust is the currency of leadership. Honesty delivered well will build long-term confidence in your leadership. Experiment with these actionable tips. Report issues early with recovery plans. Next one, frame risk in terms of potential impact, not panic. I will repeat that again. Frame risk in terms of potential impact, not panic. And the last and final one, maintain transparency laws to document and reference difficult updates. Well, family, I appreciate that you stuck with me this long. See, when plans collapse, that's not a failure. It's an opportunity to lead. Remember the story in the beginning. When I talked about how I had the opportunity to move in the midst of chaos. See, My challenge to you is to understand that growth comes by leading forward, by pushing forward. So when conflicts surface, don't run from it. Lean into it. Use it to clarify what really matters. When plans collapse, that's not a failure. It's an opportunity to lead. And most importantly, protect, I will repeat, protect your focus like it's a project deliverable, because without it, you're just reacting all the time and not leading. And you know, great project managers don't manage tasks. They make decisive moves when it counts. Well, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.